Welcome to Urban Plant Health Network's podcast series, The Good, The Bad, and The Bugly.
Flies, as annoying as they can be at times, they usually play an important role in our ecosystem. G'day, I'm Drew Radford, and black flies and blowies aren't the only types of flies that you'll find in your backyard. Some flies are good bugs, such as hover flies, and also compost flies. And some aren't so good, like fruit flies. And then there's some we don't want in Australia at all, like the spotted wing Drosophila, aka the berry monster. So how do you spot the differences between the good ones and the bad ones? To help us with that, we're joined for this Urban Plant Health Network podcast by Kyla Finlay, Senior Entomologist with Agriculture Victoria. Kyla, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Kyla, when people think of flies, they usually think of annoying black flies buzzing around the picnic table or in the kitchen, but I always sort of think back to when I was at uni. I had a friend doing research and she was trying to grow a third wing on a fly for some strange reason. I can't remember why. It was genetics. But there's such a wide variety of flies and they can all be used for different things. What are some of the research they can be involved with?
Well, that fly that your friend was using was probably a Drosophila melanogaster fly, one of the many Drosophila species. It's the most widely researched species in scientific research for genetic studies. It's so easy to look after. It's got a fast reproduction time of sort of 8 to 10 days and very inexpensive and absolutely straightforward to mutate genes. So you can study all sorts of things like how genes develop, the processes involved in tissue regeneration. It's even been used to study cancer.
Stepping away from the research lab to the outdoors, I go to the backyard and I open up the compost bin and a bunch of flies come screaming out. What kind of flies are these?
These are a different kind of Drosophila fly. They're called vinegar flies or compost flies or even small fruit flies. They lay eggs in overripe or rotting fruit and they're basically harmless. They're just a nuisance. They feed on microorganisms in your compost bin or your worm farm. The only way to get rid of them really is to practice good hygiene, keep a lid on your compost, bury rotting fruit in the compost pile so the adults don't lay their eggs. If you're really worried about them, you can get rid of them by using a solution of sort of vinegar and warm water and a drop of detergent, which will attract them in your kitchen compost and get rid of them that way.
Bottom line, though, they're actually being helpful in terms of breaking down the compost, aren't they?
Yeah, they're quite useful things to have in the garden. They're just a nuisance to have around, especially in your kitchen.
Yeah, fully understandable and a great solution there. What about hover flies? I understand they look a bit like bees.
They do look like bees. They have black and white stripes on their abdomens, but they're good flies to have. They attack lots of insects, especially soft-bodied insects like aphids, and they are extremely efficient pollinators like bees. So they feed on nectar and pollen, and they're an important part of the environment.
We already know fruit flies are not good flies, but what is the difference between a Queensland fruit fly and a Mediterranean fruit fly?
Both of those insects are pests. They have many, many host species. The Mediterranean fruit fly has about 200 host species of fruit, vegetables and other plants. And the Queensland fruit fly has 300 hosts. They like to lay their eggs in unripened or ripe fruit and the larvae hatch out inside the fruit and eat the fruit from the inside out. The medfly is actually in Australia, only in Western Australia, so we don't want it in Victoria and we spend a lot of time making sure it doesn't come to Victoria. And the Queensland fruit fly is endemic to Australia, which means it's only found in Australia, but it has spread to places like Tahiti and New Caledonia. And it's not only just found in Queensland, unfortunately. It's moved down into New South Wales and Victoria.
How are these different to Drosophila flies? That was one of the terms I grew up hearing used for fruit fly?
Yeah, it is a bit of an issue with the naming. So Drosophila are called small fruit flies, but they are completely different to the Mediterranean fruit fly and the Queensland fruit fly, which is in a different family altogether. So we like to call the med fly and the Q fly true fruit flies, whereas the Drosophila are preferably called vinegar flies.
I think that's probably easy for me to understand as well then, Kyla. So sticking with the Drosophila theme, spotted wing Drosophila, we know they're exotic and we don't want them here. What are they really and why are they so bad?
So this is one Drosophila that we don't want. Mostly Drosophila, like the one that we study in genetics, are just a nuisance or good for scientific research. But spotted wing Drosophila is a pest. It comes from Southeast Asia, but it has spread throughout North America and Europe. And it's a pest of soft skin fruit. So it's particularly damaging to the berry industry. So blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. The difference is that the females have almost like a saw-like thing on the back of their abdomen, which they use to puncture the fruit and inject the eggs into the fruit. The larvae, of course, eat the fruit from the inside out. But the other thing that happens is these small scars on the fruit expose the fruit to pathogens.
Now, you mentioned that the female looks like it's got a sore on its abdomen. Are there any other distinguishing features that people should look for?
Well, it's called the spotted wing Drosophila, so there's a clue. But unfortunately, it's only the male that has the spotted wing. So they can be quite difficult to tell apart from your vinegar flies, which are not bad pests. If you find a small fly about 4 millimetres long with dots on its wings, that will be a spotted wing Drosophila because we have no other Drosophilas with those markings.
So, Kyla, what do you do if you think you've found the acronyms SWD or spotted wing Drosophila in your garden? What should you do?
You should report it immediately. This is something we do not want in Australia. It's got a very large host range like the other fruit flies we were talking about, and it has the capacity to devastate particularly the berry industry. So there's a number of ways you can report it. There's the Exotic Plant Pest Hotline, which is 1-800-084-881. Or we have an online reporting form at Agriculture Victoria. So if you just type into your search engine, Agriculture Victoria, report a pest, it will come up with a link to the online reporting form and you can just type in the details there. We also have a customer contact centre, which is 136 186, and they will guide you through the online reporting form if you don't have access to a computer yourself.
And Kyla, you know, if a person sees one of these things, most of us have got a phone in our pocket with a camera in it. Should you try photographing it or should you try swatting it or what should you do?
No, absolutely try photographing it. The report will come through to me and the staff that I work with, and we'll make an assessment about whether we think it is spotted wing Drosophila or not. And if we think it is, we'll send somebody out to get a sample. So if you can take a photo and if you can try and collect it and keep it, we'll make sure that sample comes to somebody who can diagnose it properly. What happens then is that we have to notify everybody that we found it.
Kyla, I imagine that there's many different types of flies in our urban gardens, but are there a couple of others that people should be familiar with?
Yes, well, there's plenty of interesting flies out there. One of the ones that people may come across are the black soldier flies. And they are used to compost waste. The larvae are voracious eaters and they will go through agricultural waste, both animal and vegetable waste, and can reduce the mass of the waste by up to 50%. They also can be used as fertilizer. So by going through that compost, they excrete droppings, and the droppings are organic, safe to handle fertilizer that can be farmed, if you like, for use on a larger scale. They're not really a pest of humans. They don't spread diseases like your common housefly, and they just prefer rotting food and manure. But the other interesting thing about those is that they are an alternative source of protein. and they can be used for aquaculture, animal feed, pet food, and even human food in some places. So there are certain cultures that will eat the larvae whole, or they can be processed into food products like pasta or snacks.
I would haven't expected us to be talking about them as a food supplement, but it's happening more and more in the world. I know there's certain companies harvesting locusts for food sources. Are there any other flies that people should be conscious of in their backyard?
Well, it's common this time of the year. So it's called the wingless soldier fly because the females have no wings. So the females are up to 2 centimetres long. They're quite large. The males do have wings and are much smaller. But this time of the year, you will find them on tree trunks, walls and fences, and they look quite strange. They're large. They don't really look fly-like at all. But the females will be just sitting there waiting to mate and lay their eggs. It's a common query we get this time of year. What are these, you know, big things sitting around on my fences?
So certainly nothing to worry about and helpful to your garden, it sounds.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about. They live in compost, feed off decomposing vegetable and animal material, and they just tend to emerge as adults when the autumn rains come. So you see them quite often this time of year.
Dr. Kyla Finlay, next time I spot a fly away, I'll think twice about it and remember that there are so many different types of flies and many of them are useful, and there's a bunch of them we need to keep an eye out for. Thanks for joining us today for this Urban Plant Health Network podcast.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Good, The Bad and The Bugly. For more episodes in this series, find us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear your feedback, so please leave a comment or rating and share this series with your friends and family. All information is accurate at the time of release. This podcast was developed for the Urban Plant Health Network.